We are holding the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Chof Zayin, and we're on Sif Chof Kuf Tesvav, which is on page Kuf Tes of the Mishnah Berurah. So the Shulchan Aruch said that what can you do is you cannot move it directly, but you can shake off the tray that it's on. It's the piece of wood which is placed on the table. Which you would put the bread on. Well, then a mapa haprusa, you could use a tablecloth. So why is this mutter? You're moving the atzomis, the leftover bones, the shells, together with the what's the heter? A kim de la metal to lebi yadayim. You're not moving it directly. So it's called tiltum minatzat. Uadin im mavir ma'yadei tavaracher. Now we're going to say another cool over here, which is not normally true when we talk about tiltum minatzat. That if I take something and I hold it as an extension of my hand, that's not called tiltum minatzat, that's called direct tiltum. But over here, chazal were makel for the purpose of cleaning up the table, according to the Mishnah over here, and the Mishnah Berurah's Makar over here is based on a taz that we call correctly. Use something else to move them. For example, you'll use a knife to scrape it off. Not scrape it in the sense of you're scraping into the linen, etc., but it means you're moving it to take it off. And the mutter, so chazar mata this, but chazar only mata this because it's the tzarach davar mutter. So what's the tzarach davar mutter? Im hu tzarach lishtamash shemokam shemunuch sham atzamas haklipin, that you need the place where these items are. Does that make you tiltum in atzad? V'sharma hu tzarach davar mutter, kum l'kamayim. Come on, b'simen shin yudal of sevches. So tiltum in itzad, the tzarach davar mutter is mutter. This is called tiltum in itzad. It's called tzarach davar mutter. If I need the place, b. So chazal were makel to consider this tiltum in itzad and their matter. That's the Mishnah Berurah Shita. The Chazanish already asked on the Mishnah Berurah. Moving it with the sock, and it's not called tiltum in itzad. Tiltum in itzad is like, for example, I'm picking it up. And there is actually, I'm being oisik on the davar heter, and the davar mutter isser is coming along. So that's called tiltum in itzad. Over here, I'm specifically going to try to move the davar isser. I mean, using the knife as an extension of my hand to move the davar isser. Oh, well, it's a knife, you know. I use a tissue. I didn't touch it. The tissue touched it. You know, it happened to be the tissue was me moving it. I mean, that's called tiltum. You know, that's called tiltum muksa. It's not called side tiltum. It's called direct tiltum. It's not called indirect tiltum. So that's the problem with this. But the pshat is that the person can say, because I were makel on this in order, because of the need to clean up the table. Okay. If there's a large amount there and he finds it repulsive, to leave it there on the shulchan in this state of being repulsive, then you're allowed to move it directly. So that's considered what the Mor talks about, that the chazal were makel to move the graf shorei, is the chamber pot, even though it's the soya, etc., the contents are muksa, but it's repulsive, because chazal were makel to move them because of this issue. So something over here, if you find it got to the point that it's repulsive, you're allowed to do that.
What's a
Gashray is a chamber pot.
What's a chamber pot?
The container which they would use to catch a person's feces.
Oh.
Okay. If you want to get graphic. Okay. Now, so the if there's bread on the table, so the Shulchan Aruch said you can move the tavla which has the bread on it, and the other things are considered secondary to the bread. Not only that, so not only over here are you allowed to move it together with the bread, you're allowed to put bread there, the chachila, in order that it should be considered secondary to the bread, and therefore you can move the tray together with the bread and the atzamas, etc. So we're making on that in regards to that.
So just if you need to clean off your table, or?
So again, the purpose over here was to clean off the table. So he said, you know, the example was near. If near is not going to work for us, shaking it off into the dining room floor really would not be the greatest idea. So, you know, I think my wife would be very happy if she would have all my chicken bones around the floor in my dining room, right? So the eitz is, I put a knife on the plate. So I'm carrying the plate with the knife, and I have the knife. I'm also carrying the bones. If you recall, we did the Mechaber of Chav Ches and Chav Tes already also. So see the Mishnah Berurah continuing in the Mishnah Berurah on Kufi Zayin, which is going on Sif Chav Ches. So you have these bundles of wood, if they've been designated for Michael Behemo, so you're allowed to move them. That there's obviously the ones which are soft enough that the chazal of Michael Behemo, which animal could eat them. You know, it has to be real. It has to be something real. It can't be a game. Shaskin on the Haino Sheminam, you've designated them for the purpose. Is enough to make the Michael Behem. I'll bless mona. But if you have not had a specific intent that it should be for animal fodder, Philohem Chavilis Katanas, even though they're small, which they're more common to use to give to the animal, also Lathalton, you can't move them. The time and the reason is because the stomach, Imdan Hasaka, general wood is used for fuel, unless otherwise designated. Even though you could feed it to an animal, it doesn't make it mutter because you could feed it to an animal. It makes it mutter because you're planning to feed it to the animal. So that's awesome. Now, custom of rum, the kash alone, but by nowadays by us, the usage of straw, we don't use straw for fuel in our ovens. But the stoma oimed l'shchiva or l'maychel behema, our general usage of these two things either is they would use to stuff mattresses or they feed it to the animals. So I'm at Tzeva Shabbos as a totally bit minigam. Okay, it depends on where you are. So according to the Magen Avraham, they're not muksa. But the Tzeva Shabbos says depends. If they would use straw as part of the ingredients to make their mortar that they would use to seal up the roofs, that's what you used to use it for, so that then it is mux. Okay. So we said in Sif Chof Tes that we said if it's roy to give to an animal, then it's not considered mux. So we said, well, now you're going to qualify that. If it's a common animal, even though you do not own that animal, it's considered that it's not mux. If it's an uncommon animal, then it depends. If you own the animal, so then it's not mux. Because for you, this animal, it's right to feed this animal. If you don't, then it's going to be mux. Kuvitash enam mitsuyim. We're talking about animals. We're talking about you only can use it to feed to types of animals which are not common. So you say like this, what it means, it's a rabbin animal. Most people do not have such animals. The fact that the rich people, fancy people, keep crocodiles in their bathtubs, that's not considered normal.
So what about dogs and cats?
The dog and cat animal would be considered something which is common. It's not a problem. It's not, if it's something which is fit, you could feed it to a dog or to a cat. It would not be muksa.
Is it because all different people in all the whole social spectrum or financial spectrum?
Right. Right. Correct.
What if you live in a society that everybody's like really rich? Would that?
If everybody's really rich, that would be the same thing for that for you that place, that's considered normal. So he says the fees. So therefore the Ramah adds that according to this, just, you know, join the conclusion, for we have dogs are considered normal to have, were normal to be around, and therefore the bones which are right to give to the dogs are not mux. That's the Ramah. The fi mash and ispar the kashum roi l'chai v'oiv ha-mutsuyim. Avshein l'moysa min mutsu l'tal. Basically, we've just explained that there's a common type of an animal. Even though you do not own that animal, you're not a mufit. It's not mux. So, because that some is you're allowed to move them if there needs the because they're roy for animals. if they came off Mayer or Shabbos. Now, the Kol Shkenim is Parker B'Shabbos. So in regards to this halacha, Mishnah Berura says that there's an argument to say in the beginning of Shabbos, the Hoya Oymed B'Knisah Shabbos L'Chilas Odom. Now we said before actually it's sort of the opposite. The beginning of Shabbos was food, human food. So to change it to animal food in the Shabbos is sort of like it's like making a new item. That's a problem. Theoretically a problem, but we say it isn't. That's like a chiddush. Now the Mishnah Berura is saying the opposite. If the beginning of Shabbos this was designated for human usage, it's designated. It's not a muksa item. It's a non-muksa item because it was beginning of Shabbos. It was very, very high use, high hopes to get out of this thing. So the fact that it changed in the middle, it doesn't lose its status of being roy to use. Main club between by some okay. Gamboy said also the thought that if there's no dogs around, there's no dogs around. The person deals with it, just like an interesting question. One would be if the people would live in the outlying areas because they're in the further out, they would need more protection, so they have dogs. Right? The people live out in the further suburbs, that they feel a little more spread out, etc., they feel the need to have dogs. But the people living in the inner city don't have dogs. Would you consider that dogs being common or not being common? Because the mice, if you sit there and you take the population of dogs in the county X, there might be a lot of dogs, but it's not spread out evenly. So how far do you take? That's a question which the person talking about.
Also, are Jews and non-Jews, do we consider non-Jews in deciding if it's broken or not?
I think so. Because over here we're defining what this is. Is this a food or not? So it's considered a food because people around here are using it. Okay. Lamed. Sif Lamed. Garina Timorim. The pits of dates. If certain societies they give it, certain places they give it to the animals to eat, she let him move them. But Talmud Chacham should be careful. He should only move it in an indirect fashion or in an abnormal fashion. Why? Kuf Chof Beis. So garinim are not considered muksa. Mokum shem derech lachilim behem. If it's not common to feed it to the animals, also tell them afal gav lechazul behem. Even though you could give it to the animal, it is fit to give it to the animal. But if nobody gives it to the animal, nobody gives it to the animal. Okay. So, but the olam chashish should be machmer. Start lahachmer. Hatam. So, why in the world does this poor olam chashish have to be machmer? Everybody else is being mekel. Mishum, deish mekam hashem achilam moisam achilam behem. There are certain places which don't use it at all. Vegam, lochos of the behem araka yadayatrak. Even when you give it to the animal, it's not like the most normal thing to give to the animal. You only give the animal in case of necessity. So it's not clearly roy. Since it's not clearly roy, therefore, Allah can't adam choshev sark lachmer. Therefore, we expect adam choshev to be more careful. And if he's your machmer, he should only move it el derech shinoi, garen lezarkin b'lashonoi, el tatlon agav pas. So he would have to move it, either spit it out of his mouth, it's in his mouth, he eats the date, he has the pit in his mouth, he should spit it out to wherever he wants to go. As opposed to moving it directly with his hands. Or, alternatively, you would move it together. If you have to move it, you move it together with some bread like we had before. You put it on tray X, whatever it is, together with this bread.
What's the Garavadam question over here?
A good question. I don't know. I mean, I definitely know some people which I clearly would decide are on a chashuv, but after that it gets very confusing. Okay. Now, came along the Mechaber here in Sif Lamed Aleph and says a fascinating insight into different societies. Basar chai, filo tofel, you have raw meat, which was tofel, which means it's still unseasoned. Shenem aluchal, you haven't even salted it yet. You haven't went through the process of salting. We have to person shechtim, you have to salt the meat. He hasn't even salted it yet. So there's no the salt obviously leaves a certain amount of flavor in it, etc. It has no flavor at all. I mean, it's raw meat, has not been seasoned in any way, there's no salt, etc. So on Shabbos, you can't cook it. So it should be moksa. Halacha is mutl tatl, it's not moksa. Mishum the chazi the umsa, because you can eat it raw. Mechenim hu tafuach, what does that mean? Pirish masriach, it started to rats. Mutl tatl, mishum the raw the klovim, because you can feed it to your dogs. However, lamed beis, dog maluach, if you have a fish which is salted, you're allowed to move it. Meshena maluach, you have just straight, plain raw fish which hasn't been salted at all, is osur. And they shena because who in the world, in the right mind, would eat raw fish? Okay. Now, nowadays, who in the eats raw meat, but raw fish is like considered normal. I mean, you know. I think it's emperor's new clothes, but that's besides the point. The Chazal Umsum. What does that mean? They have a strong constitution. We call it an iron stomach. Because in Basuchai, and they can eat, they can chew on, they'll you know, ksisa is the word that referred to, like, it literally means like chomping on something, but I mean, anytime you eat something which is like considered way out there, to like every person wouldn't eat it, we instead of calling it a chila, we call it ksisa. It's basically, I mean, they can eat Basuchai raw meat. Now, so the Mishra, one second, I don't understand. It wasn't salty yet. Why isn't there a problem? You can't eat it. This is the rice and eat it. There's blood in it. Okay. So the Mishra says, important halachot. You saw it. Shein isra bachilose mishum tam. There's no prohibition of eating it because of the blood in it. Achar shahudach, once you wash it off, you rinsed it off. So the blood which is on the outside, you may not eat. You have to wash it. Only so now there's blood inside. We eat it raw. Now that's a yerid over there. It's like this: the iser of dam is only chal either once it's moved out of its original place. So the dam shechita which comes out, it's moved out of its original place, and it's considered dam. Rephrase it: the iser of dam evorim, the blood which is found and left, which remains in the animals. In animals, different limbs, as opposed to the blood which flowed out from the veins. So that blood which, in arteries, but the blood which stays in there, is only us if it moves out of its original place. So you eat it raw, it didn't move. The problem is when you cook it, that's going to cause it to move. So you can't cook it or roast it or anything like that unless you do some process to remove the dam. So I can't cook it, but leave a dam in because I'll end up with a dam which moves from point A to point B. Because one, the dam is still its original place, the sun is considered bottled to the avorim, and it's not us. So eating it raw would work. You have to wash it off because any blood which is on the outside is us. Now, this halacha only applies to species which are soft, like a dove or baravosa, like Avas is a goose. But animal meat, people can't chop it, chew it like that, and therefore it's muksa. Avatas places that feel basa behema tovo mutalatato. The tas says no, even basa behema, which is raw, you let him move. Ainsha. Can all your rabbi mask him with the kataz? Al Yabba also goes like the taz, the feel basa behema mutalatato. The going problem on the Magen Rum is it's connected to the Gemara. The Gemara says that all meat is chazalom. So the Gemara says, and even if you say not like that, well, but the bird, the fowl meat, F-O-W-L, not F-O-U-L, the fowl meat, the meat of a fowl, is considered soft, and it would, everybody would agree that that's considered, like, means, first of all, it's royal umsa, you can eat it raw, and even if you argue on that, this is exceptional. So don't tell me that halacha is that halacha, the same halacha, two different halachas. We paskin, it's royal umsa. The Mor says, it's royal umsa. And if you tell me it's not royal umsa, but chicken is different. So the Magen Rambam says that we're passing that din, but we need that din. The Mora says it has two different ideas. The Mora splits it. Am I making sense?
You lost me a little bit.
The Gemara comes along and says, the gross problem in the Magen Rami is that the Gemara comes along and says, there's a machlokes whether you can move raw meat. The Gemara says, the one holds a Gemara because it's chasidim, so you can eat it raw. So it's raw. The Gemara says, the Maisa, that Rava moved the raw chicken, raw bird's meat, whatever it was. It wasn't chicken, it was duck, whatever it was. It was, right? Says, Rava holds it, and it's mutter. The Gemara says, no, Rava holds it, and it's asr. But raw chicken is different because it's softer and you could eat it. So it means if we paskin, like the opinion says that it's mutter, don't tell me it's only mutter by chicken. The more it says that opinion, that more it brings on chicken being different, and the mandarma holds that it's usr. You tell me raw meat is not mutter, but chicken is different. We paskin raw meat is mutter. We pass on the more the chazalom says it's raw meat is mutter. So don't tell me it's only mutter by chicken.
Uh-huh.
It's clear in the more is contrasting, the more talking about meat, basar, behema. Okay, now after you say Harbar Kharim, Shaitiku Divir Mangan of Ram, Ladina, Makam Matakeshis Makalamakim. See, even though a lot of people quote the Mangan of Ram, it's only by chicken, etc., the Mai said the Iker Psalik really should be not like that. Now, Ramar says the truth, he says that nowadays nobody eats raw meat. We don't use our meat raw, and therefore it's not considered roy, and it actually is muksa. And that's very nageya, because it means all your raw meat in your freezer is muksa. So, you know, you want to go into your freezer and take out your challahs, and there's this raw meat there. So, if the raw meat's on top, you say, okay, pull the challah out, let the raw meat fall down. If the raw meat's in front, how do you get to your, you can't get to your challahs.
Can you be somach on this, Shas Archa?
So, that's an interesting question. So, there are poskim nowadays that say that even, the Gemara says it's mitzvah, says it's roy, it's not considered muksa, and that remains the reality. The Rishon Karel is passing like that also, so... There are some people who say, like, upon him, you could be samech on it. But Ramosha seems to say, not like that. He holds it. The other area, which is the gaya, let's say you open up your freezer, pull out your challahs, and some raw meat falls out. Now what do you do? It's muksa, right? So you can't pick up and put it back in.
Is it fit to feed a dog?
Not being raw. It's raw before Shabbos.
It's not fit to feed a dog because you wouldn't feed your raw meat to your dog. You want to keep it for yourself.
Okay,
so it's not muchan lo klavim because it's muchan lo b'dach lo adam. So you're allowed to move it tilta b'gufay. So you can pick up with your feet and put it back in. You know, lie down, pick it up. You know, depending how high your calisthenics go, etc.
Why are you allowed to do that?
Because tilta b'gufay shabur pasin is muti even the tzarf davar hamuksa. If you move it with your body,
uh-huh.
Move it with your feet. Mishabur says you can move anything.
Even if you don't have a tzarech, or just when you have a tzarech?
Well, the tzarech would be the
it would spoil or something like that.
The muksa item is going to get damaged. That's also a tzarech.
Uh-huh.
Okay, dog meluach. So we said, however, salted fish, even though it's not been cooked, is roy. Ben hamin shekar and herring, ben kolamin, whatever whether species it is. Once it's been salted, you could always eat it. A little bit difficult, but you could eat it. And then dog motion or smoked fish would be the same thing. You know, you buy smoked fish, it's raw fish, it's been smoked, but the smoking makes it edible. But if it's raw, it's also because it's anaroy. Taz pierced, I know anaroy off the club. No, but you can't give it to your dogs either. To my royal club. After the Oymelech Shilas Klavim, what's the Taltal? So the Taltal says, Reuven was saying, well, maybe you should, it's roy for the animal. So no, even the animals wouldn't eat sushi. Right? But the Ram Kosov, the Dover Oymelech Shilas Adam, and the Roy Lechol Kach, Ad Moshe Shabbos. It's being used for a human being, A. B, you can't use it for human beings until after Shabbos. After the Roy Shilas Klavim, even though it's theoretically right for your animals, but maxa inish daitimine, person has no intent to use it. Why? Mishum de lekoi leklavim. You don't want to give it to your dogs. Fiza shum and sedan shall behema deno oimed kol kach lechilas adam. Asal tata loi bekein poska chenim. So they used to render their fat and use it for cooking, etc. So you're not going to feed it to your animal because you're going to render it. But you didn't render it yet, so you can't really use it yet. So I'm just saying a word. I don't know exactly what the Messias is. Don't ask exactly how you render fat. What it means to render fat. When you gave me rendering fat, I have no idea. There's something called rendering fat that I know. You're from New York.
Yeah. Did Moshe ever talk about the fish being the opposite?
When Moshe was nifted before the world fell on its head. Baruch Hashem for him. Okay. Okay. Lamed Gimel. Kameya Shena Mumcha. So you have this Kameya. Kameya is this amulet, which is not Ena Mumcha, which is not coming from an expert. We have it hasn't been proven yet that it's a valid Kameya. Oh, so the Lachas Apishay and Yotzim, but you may not wear it out on Shabbos. So the Lachas of Kameya, which is Mumcha, we'll see later on, we get the Lachas of. Oh, no, sorry, it was a foreign Hilchos I saw. Kameya, which is a mumcha, which either means this Kameya has been used before and has been proven that it works, or the person who wrote it was a person who's been established that his Kameyas are effective. So the Lachas, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos, even outside of the Erev, etc. It becomes part of the person's. It's the same way your clothing protects your body, this Kameya is protecting your body. It's like part of the shmir of the person. If it's Kamesh and a Mumcha, you can't wear it out on Shabbos because you're carrying something. Who said it's not carrying something? But, Metalton will say, it's still not Muksa. Even though you cannot wear it, however, it's not considered Muksa. Mishnah Berura, Kuf Chav Ches. Shena Mumcha. Manikra Kamea Mumcha, and these parallel Bissim Shanal of Sif Chafeh. What defines Mumcha has been discussed before. There's different ways of becoming Mumcha, like we mentioned, right? We said that a Mumcha means an expert one. Shen Yotzim Boy Hanu Rosh Hazorab, you can't wear it to Rosh Hazorab. Avla Karmel Ashray, even Kamea Shen Mumcha, you're allowed to wear it to a Karmelism. That would say we're Mat. The Avla Shazorab Malekha Chiv Chatas. Because furthermore, even if you wear it to Rosh Hazorab, it wouldn't be Chai a Korban. It's not a malach of the rice. Chiyav chatas and malach of the rice are synonymous. Right? Chiyav chatas is if a person does something which is prohibited from the Torah, and the punishment for it, if he does it intentionally, is kares. When he does it by mistake, he brings a carbon chatas. So chiyav chatas is another way of saying it's a chiyav nisr the rice. So he says there's no nisr the rice over here. The mice, you're wearing it. People wore that. That was a way where people would wear these things. So it's not called carrying. Well, he also rock me rabbonot. Because I only asked it, it's only asked me rabbonot. And Mamela, that's why, but Carmel is shuri. They were matron and Carmelis. There's a machloikus, different opinions in Simon Shin Gimel Sefer Ches. Kameya goes under the category of a form of jewelry. Right? It's not clothing. But why is a watch mutter? Why is a necklace mutter? Why is a bracelet mutter? You're not wearing them. Since they're jewelry, they're adorning the body. So that also comes bottled to the body. It's not called you're carrying it. It's functioning for you. So the kameya goes under the same category. But now there is a mochloikis. In Simon Shin Gimel, Chazal were also worried, though. However, when it comes to jewelry, there are other issues. There are issues a person might take it off and show it to somebody. The issue might fall down, he might pick it up. Sometimes the issue is a person, they might laugh at him for wearing it. There are different reasons why Chazal were worried, even though Mikra didn't really, wearing jewelry should be mutter, but the Chazal were worried about it. So, what's mutter? And therefore, the more seems to say that there's limits. More, there's limits that Chazal put on wearing jewelry for the most part, except for one or two things. Chazal were matter, the woman should be able to wear something nice. Chazal answered wearing it, many of them, Rishas Rabim, or even possibly in a carmelis. And that's the Machlokes over there before. She's saying the opinion in Shin Gimel, which says that the carmelis is mutter, so we would put Kameya under the same category that in a Karmelis it's Mutter. Karmelis is not Rosh Hashanah Rabban Deraisa, it's not Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but it's your in between, everything which is in between. It doesn't meet the criteria of Rosh Hashanah Rabban Deraisa. Rosh Hashanah Rabban Deraisa has to be placed for either for gathering or for travel of people, has to be 16 amas wide, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, it has to have a 600,000 people traversing it daily to consider Shulchan Aruch derais. So very few places have a status of Shulchan Aruch derais according to the Shulchan Aruch. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Where he expands it, etc. Now, the Shulchan brings machlokas about it later on, but that's what we're knowing. Can cause a sefer yiraba, but can see the gam came a sefer to sefer Shabbos. The harvest can mashal, shemekel b'karmelis. We're mekel b'karmelis to where this can make. To look at where I'm from. The sefer shulchan atzeshitim, and the sefer, the name of the sefer was shulchan atzeshitim. Pasuk gam came the mutar lotz is b'karmelis b'stam kameya shloi b'dokuhu v'loi hoyo, but kameya she'en a mumcha v'aday after karmelis os. Now, so he makes a sort of a pshara. If you've never tested it, so it's mutar. If you've tested it and it don't work, you can't wear it. Right? So I don't know why you want to wear it anyway. Just put it. Okay. So that's Halacha Kameya. Lamed Dalet. Called Ever Matunav. Anything which is a person finds dirty, repulsive, etc. For example, Re'i is the feces. The key is vomit. Mitzoy is animal feces. Bein shalonim, bein shal tanagarlim, ukiyetze behem, whatever it's from. Imhoye b'chatzer, shiyashin bo, it's in a place where you are sitting. Motalitziyim la'ashri, you can take it out to the garbage dump where they would put it away. Or the besekisei. Afilu b'lo kli, even it's not only is it mutter, you say, listen, if I carry it in the kli, so the kli is not moks. So I'm carrying it together with the kli. So it's like sort of like coming along for the ride with the kli. No, even if you wouldn't be doing that, you were carrying without using the kli, just picking it up. We mutter to move. Okay. V'imhoye b'chatzar enodor sham. It's in a chatzar which people are not spending their time there in Shabbos. So let's see him then. It's mukhs. You can't move them. V'imyore b'imnei hatinik shalo yislach lichbo. But that's very nice that you're not living there, but the kid can be playing around over there in that area, and he might get dirty with it. So mutar lichvus aleihu kli. You're allowed to put a kli on top of it. You know, we did not permit you to move it, but you're allowed to cover it. Okay, so that's heter number one. This is all goes into what's known as the umbrella heter called graf sharei, the chamber pot. So you're allowed to move these things because they're repulsive. Lamed hay. You're allowed to take out the container which the graf sharei is the chamber pot. Obish amerik laim was the one was used for to hold urine. So you're allowed to move them, take them out to empty them. Alshalach zirim, you can't bring them back because they're meis. Unkenos in the soichem mayim, unless you put water inside, and the water inside. Which is still usable, like Rashi says, it's theoretically usable to give to an animal to drink. So the water now is not muksa. So we look at the container now as being secondary and tefillah to the water, and therefore you're allowed to move it. But the water would be so dirty, you wouldn't be able to give it to an animal even. So again, the water doesn't help you. Lamed Vav. And listen, graf sharei lechadchila. We can't make an arrangement with graf sharei lechadchila, which means, okay, so there's this stuff in room X. It's like, you know, I'm really happy it's in room X, but I'm not really spending time in room X. So let's go in there and sit down and have tea together in room X, and this way I will be allowed to take it out because I find it very repulsive. So we're going to see certain things are mutter, certain things are us. That's the theoretical idea of making graf sharei lechadchila. So, first example, the Hainos Shlahavi Davar Shaosad Limoyes, Keloit Sioi Lichashi Moyes. Vim Ovrav Oso Mutaloit Sioi. However, if you did do that, if you got yourself into a situation where this thing became Moyes there, even though you should not have got yourself into a situation, so it's Mutar. And even that, Lamed Zayin. Vimokam Dikap Seda. But a situation where we're afraid that we're actually, by leaving it there, it's going to cause financial loss. So you're afraid by leaving it there, it's going to cause damage to X. So I can move in there, find it repulsive, and move it out. and therefore take away the potential loss. So we said you can't do it l'chadchila, but in a situation where there is a potential hefsid, chazal were make. Yeah? And we saw before that this it's not lav dafka, you know, graf sharei. We saw the case of your pile of, if you're sitting at a table and your pile of chicken bones bothers you, that's called graf sharei also. It's the same hat. Okay. Mishnah Berurah, we're starting kuf lamed. Okay, so it's a kuf lamed. He said that you had anything like the cases of Re'i, Ki, and Soya, Kiyatzebahem. I'm not sure what the case over there is. But the more east of the Akbar mace on him, so you find a dead rat. Again, you're allowed to move it. That's also a form of graf sharei. You would find that people would find that repulsive to leave the little dead rodent there. Okay, you're in a chutzah which people are there. Shir Hashim, the people living there. Hanu Shadarma means they're spending time there. Like the chazeres in front of the houses. Shumakim Jesus a regal. People walk through there. So it doesn't mean you're necessarily sitting there on your rocking chair, but it's an area where you go and you would find the whole thing repulsive. Material of mishum because our makel to move this because it's covered autumn, not that we have to go through these miyasa things. Similarly, if it was in the public thoroughfare, in the Mavi, which is like the side streets where people were walking, and there's a pile of this which is on something which is unpleasant, you'd be allowed to move it to the side. Even though nobody lives there, but people go in their counseling, it's very uncomfortable with them to see this, so they'll be able to move. You want to move it, I feel a bit like Kli. So he says, Kamashmal, the point that the Shulchan Aruch is stressing is, don't think it's only mutter to move it together with the Kli, and the Kli is not Muksa, so you want to move this Muksa Tsoya together with the Kli. No, it's mutter to move it even directly without the Kli.
With no Shinui?
With no shinui. Okay, but however, chutzah, which you're not spending time, either it's somebody else's chutzah, which is not in use right now, or it's a chutzah behind the houses. If in the corner of your chutzah you made a pile for these things, and that's where it is, so what's the hat to move it? That's where it belongs. Obviously. So the head over here is all because it's going, it actually has to be in a situation which is normally repulsive, you know. So if I would have, you know, we said the head of all these chicken bones sitting on my table is repulsive, I'm allowed to move it. That's true, but if, you know, we had Flesh Goshal Shudas and everybody's running, there's no ladies around, there's old men, they're all running out to Maariv. So it's Graf Sharei, all these chicken bones here, like, you know. But you're not staying here, right? So that's for you for right now, that's not a place where anybody's spending any time. So that would not be mutter. If ladies are stuck there, of course, that would be mutter for them, right? Also, let's see them. So then you can't take them out. The holocaust of the midi, it's not because you're not going there. They themselves are not are muksa, the muksa kevin. They have no use, so they're muksa. Well, then a graph of it, blurrei, blurmeriglam, gamkin osir, kimishumakam shayna dorsha. Now, the graph, it's the container itself, which occurs a kli, but since it's a kli used for such a miyasa thing, it also becomes a muksa. It's only mutter if people are going to be there. Now you're in a situation where it's okay, it's in this outhouse. So you can't tell y'all to take outhouses, that's what outhouses are for, right? But it's full. So now I have a problem, the person can't relieve himself on it. So the het over here was because of the human needs, the covet of the human being. So a human being not be able to relieve himself is also a problem. So that's also going to the hetter. You're allowed to take it out, dump it out, and bring it back into the outhouse. or wherever they would do their business. It was called chamber pot because once upon a time they used to do it in the chamber. Right. But you are allowed to, if the child, if the kid's going to get dirty, you can cover it with a kli. Now, what's the chiddush? I mean, so you're taking a kli and putting it on top of it. So what's the problem? He says the point over here is there is a mandam in the Gemara which holds the same way that the limitations of what you're allowed to move muksa for. So what are the limitations? You can't move muksa, he holds, to benefit something which itself is muksa. You can't move non-muksa to benefit something which is muksa. Even if you're not moving the muksa at all, because moving a non-muksa for the purpose of muksa is like, it wasn't part of the heter either.
Is this really for the purpose of the muksa?
It's to cover the muksa.
But is that the purpose of the muksa or the purpose of people not to have that?
It's a good question. Pasha, as we said, but since the mice right now, the way it's going to function is to cover that item, it's called moving it for that purpose. But we don't pass it like that. We pass it as mutter. But the Chabas Hashinim said that Loitema don't say they ain't clean nitzel el tzarchta for a nitzel. You can only move a kli for something which is for the purpose of something which itself can be moved. That's not true. We hold you can move a kli even for something which is muksa. Okay, Loitzi Graf. Graf Ovich name shall charis. Now the graf and the ob which the Mor was talking about were both made out of earthenware. El Shari Nikra Gaf, Shall Meriglaim Nikra Ovit. The only difference was that the one they used for feces was called graf, and the one they used to use for urine was called ovit. Now who did him who shall eats? The same thing would be true if it's eats, it absorbs and it's considered meat. My level simon pezayin, linyan imushamatechis, but it's made out of metal, which doesn't absorb. So if you wash it off, it's not muks, it's not mias anymore. I mean, it's mias psychologically, but it's not actually physically mias. Does it have the same halacha? So the issue over there was, because the halacha is that one is not allowed to say darusha b'kedusha and facing a graph. And that's, you know, that's very, you know, the applications of it. I mean, the bedpan is the modern application of it, is the bedpan. Or you have a child's potty type of thing, which is used. And there's a container there to catch it. That thing is considered graf shareyi, and even if it's clean, you're not really allowed to say davar shebekedusha when it's there within dalat amos or if you're facing it. So there are applications of that halacha nowadays. Meaning graf, but al pishahu kli. These things, even though they themselves are kalim. So why are they muksim? Become welcome who become muksim achos kufay mishum the moyis harbe. They're exceedingly repulsive, and therefore, persons maksadas. I'm not using this for anything except for that. V'chomer mishum muksim achos miyis the kaimel on the reish simon should know the mutter. If it's also because it bothers you, that's not a full muksim. People say, you know what? Worst comes to worst, if I need it, I'll really use it. This, forget it. The grav who ke'evin with the meim. The grav is like a stone, but. To take it out where a person is, because of the in order to create a certain respect for the human being which is there, because that we're about to take it out. To bring it back, you have to put water inside, which then it would consider you're carrying it. The main thing is you're carrying the water, and then they come along for the ride. Elim can, the only smut of is water inside. Remember we discussed before, once the muksa is in your hands, you can do whatever you want with it. Well, it was in my hands, beheter. I was allowed to take it out. He turns it upside down. He's still holding it. He's allowed to bring it back in, the Magen Ram says, because you're holding it, beheter. Finally, Rabbi, people got him, Shafak, with Kim, they find that that's not so simple. You have to put water inside. It has to be water which you can at least feed your animal. But if the water is, it's so meas, the thing, the water inside is also meas, you wouldn't give it to your animal, so what does help me with the water? The Shulchan Aruch presents this point without giving any qualifications. Mash, but afilo ein tzarach lahotzi by tzoya umeriglayim, sharlach zel yadei mayim. Even though you don't really need to take it out, to bring it back to get any more, I need to bring it back because I need it for more tzoya. No, it's more convenient to bring it back now and get it done with instead of leaving it there, going back after Shabbos to retrieve it. So you're allowed to do that. But yes, machir mezuzah. Some people argue and say that you can't do that. Kamosh kaz beis Yosef. I said, "Well, Rabbi, machir adim humakam ishtamer lo yichnisen lo shul tzarat. If you don't need to bring them back, you shouldn't bring it back." Let's see if we can maybe just finish up the Mishnah Berurah and just give a recap of what we learned over here. He said, however, to go make a situation of Graf Shalei Lechatchila, you shouldn't do. Okay, let's see, you want to. But Gemara Mashma, the Filim Loy also Kedei Lotzio, Eladar Ha'osi Lebesayf Lohatzio, Gamkin also. Even though it wasn't your direct intent, but to start a situation which would end up being like that, you shouldn't do. Shav Shitir Lohatzio, Dover Ramos, even though you can take out this thing which is repulsive, you're allowed to take it out. I shouldn't generate something which is mos whether you're eating something and the end was it's going to become meus, you shouldn't eat a chachila because you'll end up becoming meus. Eating something, drinking something, I don't remember the case exactly. So you can't, it's not preferred. There was theoretically, say like this, I find these bones very repulsive. So I shouldn't be allowed to eat with a plan to leave all my bones there to have this pile of bones that I can then take it out because it's meus. I shouldn't be doing that. That case, the Gemara actually says it's mutter, because you know the person's got to eat. The case of the Gemara was something along those lines, though. The person was eating, having shells pile up, and it was considered a graf shalei. So they're saying that should be really not. You can't do lechachila. If you did it, you're allowed to take it out. But in case of Pseda, Kuf Mem, Nika Pseda, Hano Shayovel, they have said im Yishar Graf Shom. If you leave it there, it's going to cause some type of damage, some type of loss, I'm sorry. For example, Shigon Hashem will be stolen. Shar Kikol Yad Ezer will cause some other type of damage. But one of the bases is in the house in one of the rooms. Malkam Shain Dorsham, which people are not using that room. Shimon of Bechotzim, and Malkam Shain Dresses, regular Shom, and the Chotzim in a place that people do not normally traverse. There's a case where I had no heter to take it out. So I can decide to move into that room, find this whole thing meis, and then take it out. So you can go and bring your bed in. So now you have the chamber pot next to you. Oh, I'm imagining. Meis a chamber pot. Take it outside. You're bringing your table. Now you're living there. Just sitting there alone is not the heter. It means you have to use the room. Okay, so what do we got? So we got, we went through a few different things today, right? So we finished off the halachas of Michael Behema and Michael Adam. So we said if it's normal to use, so that's considered Michael Behema. Even if you don't have that animal, it's mutter. If you don't have that animal, and nobody around there has the animal, and so it's not mutter unless you would have that animal. We said Garina Tamorim, which you can give to the animal. So you really make sure the mutter, but the maisa onam chashash mimachmer. Raw meat is roy to use. You wouldn't give it to the animal, the Magen Avraham says. So you can't rely on animals, but it's human beings could use it. Raw fish, not. And the Masha says nowadays raw behemas, raw meat is a problem. It doesn't give an opinion on raw fish. We discussed the case of the Kamea. I don't know why the Kamea case is in here in the middle. Like, you know, like how, so it's not considered a mukta, you're allowed to move it. But we did bring a sheet that would say if it's known for sure that it's not effective, so then so you couldn't wear it even to a caramelist. He doesn't say whether it's mukta, but I'm assuming the next step would be probably that it's mukta. Then we have the concept of the graf shalei. So something which is a graf shalei in a place where the person is going to be spending time there, so you're allowed to move it, even without the kli. The graf itself is muksa. You're allowed to bring it back with the water. You can't put yourself in the situation of graf shalei l'chatchila, But except for a case of Pseida, a case where there's potential loss, you'd be allowed to generate a situation of Graf Shalrei L'Chadchila.